Action item number 14, report and possible discussion on Allen's Creek update by John Hoffman, Central Lower Basin Regional Manager.
Just to answer your questions, it's the updates in your board books.
Any questions on the Allen's Creek for John?
John, I have a question. Have we talked any more about the saltwater barrier as part of making sure that the Allen Creek reservoir is still with all the people downstream?
We've not really talked to Houston about saltwater barrier, and saltwater barrier most recently has come up within the context of the contested case hearings with the system operations permit with Dow. But aside from that and Region H having a discourse on that,
and it's been in the plan for years,
no further movement has occurred on the saltwater barrier. My guess is until we see a proposal for decision out of the TCEQ on the system operations permit, we probably won't see any more discussion about that moving forward until we know what pound of flesh is going to be exacted from us in that process.
And the Corps of Engineers just kind of backed away from it, which is, at one time I thought they were thinking about it.
They're still there, but the dollar situation in Washington has gotten so dire, there's no federal money. Additionally, the lower basin interests have not stepped up and sought funding. And part of our thing is, it's going to take money from someone other than BRA to help that happen, and it's going to take their support, their active support, to be able to get both money and authorization for that to occur.
To keep from making it too long, we have new people that may not understand why the saltwater barrier is so important to the lower end of the Brazos River.
Yes.
And maybe you might say a word or two
so understand
what a saltwater barrier is.
What Director Johnson is referring to is during the low flow periods on the Brazos, we have a scenario that exists where fresh water is less dense than salt water, and salt water actually begins to upflow or push its way up the river underneath the fresh water. And the lower the flows are in the Brazos, in that lower part of the basin, the longer the time that occurs, the greater distance up the Brazos that salt water wedge pushes itself. And the salt content of that water is high enough to where it basically renders that water useless without being demineralized. So for an industrial entity that relies on that water for cooling purposes and for process purposes, their facilities are not engineered or designed to deal with salt at that magnitude. And you can imagine a refining and chemical complex the size of Dow Chemical and associated industries around there being shut down because of salt moving up the Brazos. So,
and all the cities.
Brazosport Water Authority, which provides water to all of the cities down there, also received its water through the Brazos River down in that lower part of the basin. So the Brazos is the only major river in Texas that I'm aware of that does not have a similar structure to prohibit that salt water from moving up the basin. And the way the structure would look like, there's several different designs for it, but by and large, the structure would look like, we think, probably a dam turned upside down where the gates open from the bottom instead of up at the top like you'd see. On the other projects that have occurred, they have been largely federally funded. The last one that we went to go see was done in the Sabine Basin, I believe, and I want to say it was 75% federally funded, and that was in the days of the earmark. Those of you that follow federal funding and federal what's going on in Congress understand that earmarks are really not in play any longer, and there's an open question as to whether we'll really see earmarks play the role that it's played traditionally in funding local projects in the past. And go to Phil's slide about the perfect storm and the money not being there from the federal side. Right now it's not.
I mean, you don't think the people up at PK want to help pay for that? you think they know anything about salt water?
All of the system rate customers, inevitably, to the extent BRA plays in that sandbox, will help pay for a part of that, and there will be a debate from some of the people saying, how do I benefit from that?
But to answer your question,
I didn't mean to cause
the salt water comes from north of PK as well.
That's right.
I will say this on Allen's Creek. We had reported to this board in October that we had some core money had become available to Houston, and we had started to do phase two of some in-stream flow studies. Nothing happened. They went cold mic during the legislative session, and we were kind of poking on them, saying, hey, where are we on these studies? Well, now the bill was passed during the last legislative session to push Allen's Creek back 7 years. The feds have finally come forward with Water Development Board to say, yeah, we're ready to start working the in-stream flow studies. We've got to go back through and work with TIF and some of our guys and say, well, wait a minute. I mean, do you need to stop now? Because if you do this work and then we start working towards the permit, it's going to be dated and has to be redone anyway, like some of the studies that were done in the 70s that we're having to redo. I mean, is that smart money? So, if there's any other questions, Mr. Chairman.
Any more questions for John? Great. Thank